3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is Wednesday, man. It is toasty. It's 85, and it's the way it's going to be. I'm not calling any weekends washouts anymore, because last weekend, you remember? Oh, it's the end of the world. You got to build an ark, 2x2, blah, blah, blah. And for the most part, it wasn't bad. I will tell you this, though, starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, according to the weather prognosticators, terrible, terrible thunderstorms. But otherwise, you know, we'll keep you apprised. All right, lots of stuff that we have got to get to this afternoon. Lots of stuff. Yeah, I'm right here. All right, well, there we go. All right, very good, Jerm. You may or may not have heard the little promotional announcement a couple of moments ago. Rich Herrera this morning, or tomorrow morning, is going to have Richmond City Sheriff Antoinette Irving on as a guest. Well, this is going to be interesting. Very, very interesting. Now, you know, Rich is relatively new, and Rich has not been here for the last 8 years, as you and I have looked at the reign of error that has defined Dr. Antoinette Irving. So here's what I would ask you to do. And I know there, I still get some of these emails. Jeff, I don't know about Rich. What do you not know about him? Well, he's new. That is correct. Yes. Your Honor, I will stipulate to that on the record. Yes. Rich is relatively new. This is your opportunity, as someone who is not new, to help Rich in the morning on Richmond's Morning News. I would urge you to reach out on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. You know, sometimes I forget that we in Central Virginia have had this attitude of, well, if it's new, it's no good. See, I've been here so long at this point, 13 years, that I really have kind of forgotten. But you know what I was told at the very beginning, 13 years ago? Here in Central Virginia, Jeff, there are come-heres and from-heres. If you are from here, well, you're from here. If you're a come here, well, then you've come lately, and you know, if you came in the last 87 years, then you're not really part of the crew yet. Okay. So I did mention that to Rich. But I will tell you this. You and I have seen and experienced the mismanagement inside the Richmond City Sheriff's Office for the last 8 years. And this is where I am asking you to reach out, be a decent human being, and please let Rich know what you've seen. Right? Rich is a nice guy. I know. That's one of the critiques of him, right? He's a nice guy. Okay. It is what it is. I mean, he is a nice guy, by the way. But you and I know what has happened to the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. We have watched it circle the drain. And this election that is going on with the early voting and will wind up on Tuesday is the last chance to salvage the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. Can it be done? I hope so. Because I know that there's some really great folks who have been part of the Richmond City Sheriff's Office through the years. That being said, it is interesting that the interview is tomorrow, Thursday, right? Yeah, I will be listening. And do you know what else I'll be doing? I can almost guarantee you this. I will be taking some of the clips from Rich's chat with the sheriff, and we will revisit them on the air tomorrow afternoon. Jerm, you got to roll up your sleeves. I know they're already rolled up. I know. Roll them up even further, because let us make sure that we have the stuff she says And if she tries to run a little bamboozle operation in the morning, we will address it and rectify it in the afternoon. It is all the more reason to make sure you are listening starting at 6. You can do what you want during the middle of the day. Look, they're nice people. I know Dane and Brian, but people have stuff to do. Most important thing is that you come back at 3. That's the only thing I ask you. But I would also urge you, as you're listening in the morning, make sure you're taking some notes, okay? Yeah, you should do that. You should do it. Take some notes. If there's anything that you heard that maybe Rich missed, or maybe he addressed and you don't think the answer from the good Dr. Irving is appropriate, you let me know, and I will tackle it in the afternoon. And from RBA says, hello, Jeff. Are you suggesting that we ask Ridge to ask Dr. Irving about the missing signs for Bill Burnett? I'm not afraid to do that. Good. And first thing in the morning, remind him. At last count, 150 signs only for Bill Burnett had been removed, right? Not being covered as a news story, not being addressed, not anybody anywhere that seems to be concerned with it, except, well, Bill Burnett and his campaign and Reba Trammell and me, maybe a few other folks. The way that Dr. Irving has acted throughout the years, the budget disaster, the staffing disaster, the deaths at the Richmond City Jail. Listen, this is an absolute abomination, what is going on down there. Absolute abomination. So our chance to actually hear from the sheriff will occur tomorrow morning, and your chance to help Rich in the morning is tomorrow. And I would urge you, again, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Mike Dickinson is going to be joining us in about 20 minutes, and we will chat with Mike a little bit, in fact, about what is going on at the Richmond City Sheriff's Office and the Richmond City Jail. There are all sorts of questions, of course, about accreditation for the jail. Where are we on that? Anybody know? Yesterday, Tony Pham was with us. You know, Tony's a great guy. That's number one. Tony's a dear friend. I guess that's number two. But Tony also is really a subject matter expert when you come to these sorts of issues. You remember that he worked for Sheriff C.T. Woody. He worked with Colonel Bill Burnett, and he ran his own jail, right? Remember that? Virginia Neck Peninsula Jail, right? Did a great job, by the way. Did a great job out there. He knows exactly what goes into the operation of a correctional facility, a detention facility. WRVA.com right now. And listen to what he says about Richmond City Sheriff Antoinette Irving. Listen to what he says about the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. Listen to what he has to say about how the Sheriff's Office and the city jail were run with Sheriff Woody and Colonel Burnett a few years back. You've got to take a listen to that. Again, I'm getting all sorts of folks reaching out from the city who are identifying themselves. Say, look, I'm a Republican, Jeb. I would never even vote in a Democrat primary, but I know this is the only choice we've got, so I'm voting for Bill Burnett. Good. I personally think that's the way to go. I think she's an absolute, well, she's a disaster. What can I tell? What can I tell you? Absolute disaster.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So listen to the conversation I had with Tony Pham yesterday. It's at WRVA.com. Listen to Rich Herrera tomorrow morning, Richmond's Morning News, when the sheriff will be on with him. Okay, we've got a lot that we are doing today. I do have a pair of tickets. I want to make you smile today. The Artemis Pyle Band is going to be down at the Beacon Theater. They're coming this Friday, June the 13th. Artemis Pyle, as you may or may not know, the last surviving member from Lynyrd Skynyrd, from the original lineup. So we'll give you those tickets. Let's do it early today. Let's do it 3:45-ish, 3:50-ish, okay? All right? And given, we just heard about Brian Wilson, right? Man, goodness gracious. It's, it is what it is, right? All right, we got a lot of stuff to deal with. Mike Dickinson will be here in a few moments. We will be talking about what is going on at the sheriff's office, what's going on in the jail, another inmate death. It just does not seem to stop. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.